Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichle.
435 men, women, and children in the U.S. House of Representatives, and Dan Musers. Barely heard from.
Well, Fred Keller will be going down, but there's, I think you're right. Men, women, and children, and some of the men and women act like children.
So, well, that's it.
I think that's a fair assessment.
Well, welcome on board, everybody. You caught Ben and I in a pre-airtime conversation,
yes.
But we are here on WKOK's On the Mark program, and Mr. Rob Setter, our fabulous producer's on the other side of the glass, and Mr. Matt Catrillo, he's like a clackety-clacker of all history. He's in the newsroom making sure that everything is current there. Traffic-wise, very light traffic volume at the moment. We had some long lines at some of the traffic lights yesterday, but things are clear now, and I imagine late in the afternoon we'll get some more traffic volume is, 43 million people hit the road this weekend?
Late in the morning. Early in the
is
afternoon.
Is that when it is? Okay.
Late in the afternoon today.
All right, so don't plan to run up to Lewisburg briefly.
If you're going to Lewisburg briefly, go by way of the backside of Winfield and try to get up off of 15 any way you can. But no, the traffic started last night, and we'll continue. And you said the number is 43 million?
43, I believe, AAA.
I will say this, though, and I don't mean to defer commerce, but if you're on the strip in Seals Grove, you know, Hummel's Wharf, Schmokin Dam, and you're going towards Lewisburg and you need gas, you might as well wait to Lewisburg to get gas, because why? I know this is the ongoing question that would be why there isn't peace on Earth and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And why
are there gas prices that are 12 to 20 cents lower in Lewisburg on 15, which is a major artery, than 11:15 down in Seals Grove? I know Professor or Mayor McGranahan has been trying to look into for like the last 15 years, I believe.
He's still looking at the CBD that's for sale at some of the convenience stores. Yeah, there's a gas war underway in Lewisburg, and, you know, you can save 10 to 15 cents a gallon. Well, you know what? If you're in Sunbury or Seals Grove and your tank is empty and you need 20 gallons, you save $2, $3, $4 by driving to Lewisburg. Now you get a gallon or two. I mean, you use a little gas to get there and back, but you're still going to make a big savings.
Supplemental. Let's say you're going to buy groceries, and you choose to go to a store down in maybe Sunbury. You say, hey, you know, I'll run up to the Wises up in Lewisburg. Or, hey, I'll run to the CVS up in Lewisburg and just pick myself up. Or you know.
Shade Mountain Pharmacy.
I'm sorry. I'm
going to Lewisburg Pharmacy.
Yes, I'm going to run to the Lewisburg Pharmacy. But you can tie this in. But when you're talking 20 cents a gallon, 15 cents a gallon, hey, some of these SUVs that I see are not putting 10 gallons as a fill-up. So, but anyway, traffic today, take your time, use some turn signals. If it rains, if your wipers are on, make sure your lights are on, and show a little tenderness. I think that's maybe a little Marvin Gaye song, or you know, show a little tenderness and kindness on the highways this weekend.
On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to do as I have done and Ben has done, and that's go to the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury and say, I'm going to be one and among the 43 million people on the road this weekend. I need a trip check. Now, that's not a trip tech that you would get from AAA. This is a trip check where they go over the vehicle, checking the belts and hoses and fluids and making sure everything's okay. They wash it, return it, and make sure that it is ready for your road trip. Sunbury Motor Company's Quick Lane. They specialize in all types of service on vehicles. They can get the tires aligned. If you give them a little extra time, they can get the vehicle painted, or they can take care of a dent that you backed into the fire hydrant or whatever you happen to do. I did that once with my truck.
I will say this. I was there last week. I have a 16-year-old who is driving a vehicle. Headlight went out. She was pulled over by the police officer, and they bumped the headlight, and the headlight came back on. However, we stopped at the Quick Lane last Saturday. Of course, I didn't get told that there was an 8:30 appointment until 10:30.
Oh, that's and, not good.
Of course, I think 16-year-olds have to sleep in the morning. It's a requirement.
I think they do.
But we went over, and in 32 minutes, they had a new headlight in, and we were on our way. And it was a full house on Saturday. I think they were open until 2 o'clock on Saturdays, but they were taking care of all those folks. So, again, over at the Quick Lane, Sunbury Motors will take care of your transportation needs.
And they're hiring, too. If you are a mechanic, consider working for the Sunbury Motor Company. Join the hundreds of individuals who have found that the Sunbury Motor Company is a great place to place your career. And at the very least, if you would like to be pumped up with nitrogen, go to the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. They super serve their customers at the Quick Lane. The Hometown Pharmacies sponsor our toll-free line, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number, 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. Are you okay, buddy?
No, I'm just thinking, if you're driving to Lewisburg to get gas, stop by that Lewisburg Pharmacy.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Get your prescriptions filled.
Well, and you can park at the Lewisburg Pharmacy, walk over to Champion Shoes, to Cold Hardware, walk up to Catherman's Candy.
I'm a client of Champion Shoes. Hey, you don't need to throw old shoes away. They can go up and they can rehab them for you, and those folks are excellent up there. And I will say, as long as with these pharmacies, you're talking about some good old-time fashion
service.
Business service support for the community. Those folks up there are good. Yeah, that's fun to go into a store, Mark, and you hear a little jingle on the door with a little bell instead of a buzzer or something like that, and you have people say, hey, hello, how you doing? Oh, can I help you with that? I mean, it's a little refreshing. So, yeah, I would agree with you. Hometown pharmacies are right in that profile.
All right. Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Trutz Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Norrie Pharmacy, and Shade Mountain Pharmacy. You are welcome throughout our program to email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. We would love to hear from you today. We are enjoying the Friday that precedes the Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day, not a Veterans Day. It is a day set aside to honor our nation's war dead. And if you have a comment or a remark about that, give us a buzz. We got all kinds of things to talk about. We have Wood Mode's been in the news, the primary election, the 12th district election, the upcoming 85th district election, which is not yet set. We had the president talking in the Rose Garden, mentioning Representative Keller again, and new abortion laws passing across the U.S. So there's lots going on around here today. We'll take all comers. 1-800-795-9565. Dennis, thank you so much for calling in. You are on the mark.
Yes, good morning. I want to wish my fellow guys happy Memorial Day. I know it's he's veterans, but I'm sorry about it. I also have something to bring up. I was in a very bad accident a couple years back at a sheet store, and she's covered up my whole case and committed fraud and perjury, and they have no respect for us veterans, guys. And I would like my veterans in this country to ban the sheet stores.
All right. Well, I think you should take that up with them, or maybe a lawyer would help you out, I think.
Yeah.
At that point, that would probably be the best way to go about that. So, yeah, good idea. 1-800-795-9565. We have open phones.
We're out of the gates.
Yeah, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number.
What should we jump on first? National stuff? The other reason is from some basically Sunday to Thursday, I was in the nation's capital. And but we had a lot of local.
Did you vote?
Absentee.
Okay, good for you.
I voted for folks before before they even knew they started counting votes.
Did you go straight Republican?
No. No, never. Never straight Republican, but I did fill in most of the boxes. A couple write-ins. I mean, now, folks have to remember, the folks who have
voted. Now, are you Selins Grove, Penn Township?
No, Selins Grove. Selins
Grove
too.
Proper. Okay, yeah, Selins Grove too. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, geez. No self-respecting Selins Grove. No.
Nobody would go to Penn Township. Sorry.
No, Penn Township's very nice. No, it's,
that's the busiest precinct in town.
Interesting vote. Interesting. You got one ballot, but you had the primary, and then you also had the special election.
Mm-hmm.
So, so pretty interesting. I think it was. Unfortunately, my schedule couldn't work out. I actually had an invite to possibly write up with Representative Keller and his aides, and the timing didn't quite work. But a lot of people from this area got up there. I had a 16-year-old daughter and a number of her friends go up to the rally and took great pictures, and they must have been probably about 70 feet away from the president. And I heard this. Well, excellent. Had a great thing. I think Cliff Reeder's letter to the editor yesterday was pretty interesting, and Cliff's probably a little left of center in his regards, but his analysis up there. But what I've heard from people and the pictures I saw and some of the responses, not only from some of the attendees, but I was in Washington. I got a chance to talk with Dan Muser and G.T. Thompson a little bit, and of course they were there. I will say this, if you're watching these in the future, for those who care to watch, I know the MSNBCs and the CNNs don't cover it, and that's their choice. And Fox does cover it, but they break in. But by accident, I got C-SPAN 2 down the Washington, D.C. hotel, which I could literally see the Capitol to my one side. I'm watching Montoursville, PA, on the TV. But C-SPAN 2 runs it. And they run everything. And they even kept the cameras on for about 20, 25 minutes after. And those who were there were Air Force One, which is officially Air Force One anytime the president's on, but the plane's there. And behind the, I think as the president was speaking, looking to the left, there was bleachers, not behind, but off to the left. That's where they did the picture sessions afterwards. But C-SPAN stayed on that, and you could see people walking back and forth, and you could see some of the congressmen, and also you could see, I believe it was Donald Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., and his female companion, Kimberly Guilfoyle, were standing talking,
good for you.
And other media people kept walking by, but the C-SPAN...
Our future president, Don Jr.
Time will tell. Who knows? There was a couple Adams and a couple Bushes in those regards, but time will tell. But no, the analysis from a 16-year-old of what you told me from the... how polite people were, how helpful they were, how... Now, folks have been to Montoursville Airport. There's a mini mark on the corner as you drive in. I think it's a Turkey Hill, but you drive in and you have to drive back. So they were busing everybody from Lycoming Mall into that, and then they would drop people off. But there were older folks, older veterans, people that were somewhat handicapped, young people with children, everybody walking in about three-quarters of a mile back in to get in line to get in.
Oh, you walked back in.
And the numbers were, I was told by a sort of a quasi-Montoursville expert of being at Little League games up there, and saying that he thought there was over 5,000 people involved. And there were probably 1,500, 2,000 people outside that couldn't get in watching it on a big screen. So quite an event for our
area.
How
many people ended up outside?
I was told by a gentleman who couldn't get in. I mean, he was probably 50 from there. He said he looked around. He asked me, hey, there was 1,500 to 2,000 because some other people were. So they didn't even get in. Now, inside was supposed to be the 4,000 to 5,000, and I think the president was talking, and they don't show the crowd. You see some people standing behind. I picked out a couple people I knew, Cindy and Dave Hess. Dave Hess, former football coach at Seals Grove. They were just off to the president's left shoulder, and they scan and you see some people. But it had to be an interesting event. But to have 16-year-olds, a couple of them tell you what it was like, pretty interesting. But again, Cliff's letter.
Is she a Trump supporter?
I think she's an American first. And she appreciated going up, but she said it was very polite. And point being that she said when they had two people not pass out literally, but have, some problems. And she said it was amazing how many people were helping before the medical people got there. And some other folks who were there said, no, it was a good, solid crowd. It was polite. And I, again, the letter in the newspaper yesterday sort of did a quick snapshot of that. It's not people screaming and
no racist remarks.
Again, read what he said. There was no white nationalists there. There was no Nazis. I think they kept the brown shirts away. It's just ridiculous, the narrative that somewhat the press writes about this. And people said they had a darn good time.
That's the bottom line.
And we see a gentleman who has you got two folks right here in this area, Glenn Thompson, GT Thompson, over in the State College area that we've interviewed here is sort of Mr. Smith goes to Washington, and now I think you got a person in Fred Keller in those regards. But people who've come up through the ranks, and one thing I say, and being in Washington three or four times a year, is let's put people down there that have some practical experience and success in life, male, female, you can pick whatever color you want to be, but have some practical success in life. Nothing against lawyers, but if you get too many of one group down there, sometimes maybe things get bottled up, and we've seen.
Well, I think we got a vortex gridlock clogged now.
Well, if you look, basically in our area here, you have business people. To the south of us is Scott Perry, and over to the east of us, Dan Muser, business people. You got Fred Keller, you got GT, who is a medical, medical field business, and then you got Dr. John Joyce in the old Bill Schuster seat. So pretty interesting group. And in Pennsylvania, 9-9 now. You have some of the new Democrats that have come in, some of the ladies over in the east part of the state, and then out west you have Connor Lamb and Guy Restenthaler is there. So some new people coming in. But right now Pennsylvania is 9-9, and with our two U.S. Senators, and I guess we'll play a little bit about Bobby Casey. I guess you've had him on the on the air about that. But no, interesting in Washington, a lot more going on than people get to see in the press.
All right, we'll continue our reflections. We would love for you to join us if maybe you were at the president's rally or you have some remarks about that. This is the first opportunity I had to ask Ben about these things, so he's reflecting on that. Plus, his daughter was there. Plus, he kind of agrees with Cliff Reeder's remarks that it's a noteworthy the event, no matter where you are in the political spectrum, when the president visits the neighboring county. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We would love to hear from you. That's 1-800-795-9565. We will be right back. Nope. Wrong button. There we go.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We're talking about the president's visit. The first time we had a chance to talk to Ben about that since Ben's been on. And Ben wasn't able to make it, but his daughter went, the 16-year-old. So we'll see if she turns out to be a good Republican Trump supporter in,
hoping for an American,
in 2020.
America first. American first, and then go from there.
So she'll be old enough to vote by the time 2020 rolls around, right?
I believe.
Okay.
I believe.
So that'll happen. Any surprises for you in the Pennsylvania spring primary election? We saw Mr. Chuck Steininger, who was certainly an acquaintance of yours, and Joe Kantz get back in.
Union County, Boop and Reber, I believe, are up there, and I don't think there was any
I was surprised. Boy, the hand of John Matthias has had. You know, he's been there for so long. Financial whiz he is, but they said, no, we want somebody different in there. So, well, Jeff's pretty well known, so I think that really helped
him.
Yeah, I think
that. And then also Northumberland County, we'll see now what happens with a little different mix. You got to remember, Mr. Claiborne is an official. So
is that what he does?
As a football official, he'll be able to throw the flag, and of course, as a basketball official, he'll be able to blow the whistle. So, so it'll be interesting with the meetings. If they get out of control, he might be able to call a penalty and get things back on track. But no, we'll see. And remember, these were just primaries. There's other elections coming up. So who knows? The balance of power in some of the commissioner offices might change, but I would think checking the London odds first, and then I checked Vegas on those odds, it looks like the Republicans should be in control of the commissioner races in the three counties around us.
I would think so, but you never know. Northumberland County can go either way on that, so we'll see. Based on vote totals, I would say no.
Yeah, London's not picking the Democrats to take over the Northumberland, but you never know. They could be off there.
Well, and Stacey Richards made a super strong showing. If the election were today, she and Mr. Boop and Mr. Reber would be good to go. They're all top vote getters in the primary. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Let's see, 12th district, 12th district special election. Any reaction to that? What was it, about 2-1 margin, 36% of the vote?
You know, I thought they were comfortable between 18 and 22. I think the number actually I had. I was in Representative Gary Palmer's office, Alabama 6, and they had two gentlemen there, and they brought up they got the nuts and bolts election stuff. They got it from the inner sanctum, I guess. So we were there talking, and these two young men, one happened to be an Auburn grad and one happened to be an Alabama grad. And for those not so much familiar, it's amazing that I said, I think there actually can be bipartisanship in Washington if an Auburn and an Alabama grad can sit next to each other and work. But anyway, they brought up the numbers, and I think it was 68-6 and 31-2 were the numbers they had. Now there's still some absentee and military votes coming in. But I think you know, Fred showed well through the conferee process. You know, the Democratic side, you know, after a second go around, you're not making a whole lot of headway. And but you did win Center County. That was the only county won. So we'll see. And I think even the president talked about it a little bit. They sort of underreported that. If Fred Keller would have only won by 10-12%. It would have been national news, and Don Lemon and Cuomo on CNN would have been barking about it, and the MSNBC folks would have been barking about it. But since it was probably what people really thought, and if you looked at Tom Marino's race earlier, there wasn't a whole lot of news for the Democrats to talk about. However, I will say this, sitting in the offices down there, I was reading the Washington Post. The Washington Post had an article about it on the second page down at the bottom, inside, and the Washington Times and some of the others didn't even run about it. So,
about Keller?
Yeah, about the race. So it's, again, for Pennsylvania, though, that means nine Democrats, nine Republicans.
What's the news? Makeup. What is so newsworthy when a Republican gets elected in a strongly Republican district. What the Washington Post headline should have been what? The sun came up this morning.
No, it was just, you know, special election, but I was amazed to see it in the Post and not the Times. I think you could compare that maybe Penn State Bucknell football game. Penn State should win, but if Penn State only wins by 7, it's probably makes notoriety. If Penn State wins by 27, 37, 47, mm-hmm. It doesn't. It probably, you know, it's just in a blurb. But because I thought it would hand the, with the president coming in. It was two reasons. Pennsylvania is going to be certainly in play 2020. It gets him as his handlers. It gets him to central Pennsylvania. Beautiful backdrop. It showed well. I had people from Arizona, California call me, say, "Can't believe it's that beautiful there, Pennsylvania." It's brown out here. It's hot out here. We're seeing green. It's refreshing to see green. I said, well, as much as you folks are America, this is America. I mean, I said, you know, the world comes to that part of this part of Pennsylvania. The world comes here for Little League in August. Those mountains behind there, people see that area around the world, especially when they watch Little League baseball on TV or they come there. But it was a great setting. And, you know, let's face it, Mark, this is campaign mode. So it was good for the president to be here.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. And we'll be talking about the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line when we return. We'll take a news break for CBS, then we'll have some local headlines, and then we're going to continue with an open phones Friday. You're listening to News Radio 1070, WDKOK Sunbury, WDKOK News Time. It is now coming up on 9 a.m.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichle.
Greetings and welcome on board WDKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe McGranahan never has to work on Friday because of his retirement status. He has lengthened weekends all the time. So Ben Reichle comes in on Friday. He's a fabulous volunteer. He's been in the Catbird 3 weeks in a row. How was that? Tremendous pressure.
Yeah, good. Good to get back in. We have Steve Kushaloff and...
Todd Roop was
Todd
here one
was
day,
here a couple weeks,
and you
yeah.
did three gigs. Yeah, I forget who was the other person.
I think Steve
okay.
did two.
Two. Okay, fabulous.
And Todd, and then Mr. Roop is happily retired. I could tell by the seasoning in his hair and his beard. He must be living the happy retirement in Snyder County, playing golf, and wintering in the Tampa Bay area of Florida. That can't be too bad.
Welcome. Well, thank you. Thanks for coming back, and welcome to the On the Mark show. So glad to have you back on the other side of the table there. You're listening to On the Mark, WKOK live telephone talk show, and we are going to have some news headlines. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You are welcome to email us at onthemarket@wkok.com or text us at 70236. We're going to do some brief news headlines here. Another change in superintendency at the Shikellamy School District, but this time it wasn't expected. Current interim superintendent Dr. Thomas Chauvin had one day left on his contract, but abruptly resigned last night and said the school board was not listening to. He left it to a standing ovation. The board then hired a new interim superintendent, Dr. Jason Bendel, who would take over on a permanent basis.
I believe that I have to be a steward of the taxpayer dollar, but within that offer every opportunity I can for the students of Shikellamy within our means.
And Dr. Bendel also addressed the crowd at the high school. Here's his words talking about the role the community plays in raising up our children.
One thing I will do is work to continue to strengthen that bond between the community and the district. That's parents, that's business leaders, that's state legislators, that's the media. I believe in leading transparently and being visible.
And that is Dr. Bendel. Hill's salary will be $120,000 annually. His full-time employment begins June 3rd in the Shikellamie School District. Yes, sir.
I've met him once, but I met him when he was the Danville. He's Danville's ex-superintendent, correct?
Yeah, he's a super guy. We've interviewed
him. Super twice. Super in Danville, yeah, super in Shikellamie.
I just think he's a good guy. His parents are natives of
Milton,
this area.
I think.
I think he graduated from Milton, and I think his, this was 2 years ago we talked about this. His parents are from Shikellamie. He graduated from Milton. He's sort of the kind of superintendent that we have liked to have at Shikellamie that, you know, has the potential for some longevity. So maybe he'll be here for a couple years.
So, yeah, the interim superintendent resigned a day before. He took over then. Jason Bendel took over right after he resigned.
Well, he resigned.
And then they hired him as a permanent one, all in the same. That would have to be a heck of a half hour there.
Well, Bendel's been interviewed and whittled down as Dr. Chauvin was the interim. Mm-hmm. That much was clear. I don't know how long he was planning to stay, but Wendy Weiss, the president, says his contract ran out today, so that was normal. Now, he could have stayed longer had no superintendent been hired, but the district was ready to and planning to and eager to hire the new superintendent last night. So that happened, and Dr. Bendel is that. So I'd like to interview him again now that he's superintendent at Shikellamie. He did a super job up at Danville. I understand that he got on the outs with the school board, and as Dr. Chauvin will tell you, that does happen. You know, you get these strong leaders that have a pretty good idea how they want to run things, and then you have a school board that's just as smart, and they have a different idea, so they're not on this.
Yes and no. You let's face it, you have boards, be it school boards, church boards, XYZ boards, and some of them have good intentions and are smart, and then I will say this respectfully, sometimes the folks come in there, and as you talk about the vortex in Washington and Harrisburg, sometimes good people on boards, sometimes it gets to be oil and vinegar. So it is interesting how boards hopefully can work and promote whatever organization they're representing. But I would say beware. Yes, good boards and maybe some boards that could be better.
All right, so I'm looking forward to Dr. Bendel. I hope he'll
come
on the Mark
show. And you hope he does a good job because the students, he's there for the students.
All right, we got one caller waiting and another one calling in, so we'll expedite the headlines. U.S. Senator Bob Casey has weighed in on the recent massive layoffs at Woodmode Cabinetry. He says his office wants to find out what went wrong and if they violated the WARN Act that requires employees to be notified in a timely fashion. Senator Casey says that investigation is one of the things that they're pursuing.
That's one of the things that we want to consider and review in addition to working with the commissioners and others. But obviously, this is just common sense and decency to a community that's given so much to this company would dictate that there would have been more warning in a way to give people some time to be able to adjust.
Senator Casey says he's willing to work with Woodmode if...
Well, that's something we'd certainly be willing to work on. I don't know how they would necessarily respond to a request from us, but that's something we'll pursue.
We'll hear more about this later, but the senator says he's in on the organization of a job fair for Woodmode employees scheduled for June 4th at Sealands Grove Elementary School. In some national news, Kim Kardashian West isn't the only celebrity speaking out for prison reform. It's a topic that was very important to the slain rapper Nipsey Hussle and to Common, Kevin Hart, and a host of others who consider the criminal justice system unfair. Hussle served time before he was shot to death March 31st. Last October, he headlined a free hashtag Time Done campaign concert to bring awareness to the 70 million Americans living with a past conviction. In February, while attending the Grammy Awards, Hussle explained why the topic of prison reform was among his priorities. He says he saw firsthand over-sentencing, unfair probation policies. Yes, some of it is racist, but some of it is not. Some of it is just plain unfair. So this is a topic that's apparently... apparently going to be brought up and talked about a little bit more.
Well, the president has commuted and pardoned and is involved in that. So something else you don't hear a whole lot about. I'm trying to remember the ladies out of Tennessee, I believe, out of Memphis area, the lady who was
President pardoned. Trump has been very active with
very
the commutations.
Active. Very
right,
active,
absolutely.
And I believe his son-in-law, Kushner, is in leading that role or involved in that role pretty heavily.
And you don't hear much about it. 1-800-795. Well, even Fox doesn't report it. It's just unimportant to the nation.
Well, I saw her on Fox, I think, last weekend. I'm trying to remember, or this...
Oh, the woman. Okay.
Last week or this week, yeah, she was on that morning session.
I think it's people don't care is what it really is. 1-800-795-9565. Dan, thank you so much for waiting. We're reflecting on the president's visit. We have an excerpt of the president's Rose Garden remarks coming up, and but you have the floor.
Hey, good morning, guys, and welcome back to the program, Ben. Good to hear you again. You were off for a little while.
No, I wasn't off. He was just in the catbird. Well, you missed one week, right?
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, anyway, you know, that was a highly emotional time to see the president come in on Air Force One and land in the little airport up there. I still can't get over it, how he cares about this area and he cares about the small guy. And that's why Trump won the election. He cares about me. And no president ever would stoop down for the small person. And Fred Keller coming out of the plane with him was a beautiful scene. You know, I thought there's two men that are going to work for the American citizen and work for my good and the good of America. And I think it's a sad thing that the enemies are so ingrounded working against our great president. Every day they spew out more hate and more hate. And I wonder how long it's going to take them till they start jumping on good Fred, good old Fred.
Well, I think Fred will have a little, quote-unquote, let's say, time to...
grace period?
Yeah, let's say a little time to...
Honeymoon?
Honeymoon, however you want to call it, to fit in there. But I think you see where strangest of strange are, Speaker Pelosi making the personal comments. And this has started before the president, for his administration took office, inauguration, when they're talking about mental health.
It's unusual
situations.
For her.
Well,
out of character.
It's just very unusual for anybody to speak about somebody's mental health from a standpoint that they're not a doctor, and then they go try to find should Dr. Phil be down there on call, have his own office,
right?
Yeah, the intervention, or I mean the Democrats have the strategy of. And that's about what their strategy is.
Well, yeah. I think you're so used to hearing the president use those kind of remarks that that's normal. But to hear other people now going down to his level, that's very unusual.
I think
especially for her.
Well,
you don't like her politics, but typically she stays sort of focused.
Not really. I don't think she has.
Now, of late, did you hear her speech?
Well, but that was supposedly a doctored speech,
that's
not fair to her. But my point about is that the president, and Mark, you're saying the president goes down. The president is setting the narrative, is responding to the narrative that the media and some of the Democrats are trying to set for him. You know, when you have a elected congresswoman from, I believe she's Michigan, because you got Minnesota, Michigan, and you got in New York, the young congresswomen that are there. But when you have them saying, we're going to impeach the, MF or, all this stuff, language, hold it. Who's the language? And the BS about this, Michelle Obama, when they go low, we go high. No. The Democrats have been in the gutter for a long time. Some of the Republicans have joined them. But for the most part, the president will respond to issues that he feels he needs to, because he's trying to control the narrative and not letting the press control it. Right, wrong, or indifferent, he's at least taking control.
So he's a train wreck because of the Democrats.
I think he's a train wreck. I think he is running. He's his own engineer, but he is not playing the game that the political, and I call them, forget about rhinos. Forget about the Republican rhinos. It's RWSs down there. It's Republicans without spines. And now we're finally getting some people down there, and you're seeing that. So, but Dan, though, it was I understand from not only my daughter but some other folks that it was a very good time up there. People were very helpful, very friendly. If somebody had a medical issue, people were giving them water and helping them till the medics got there. I think the president had to stop his speech a couple times with some people having some problems, and they took care of those folks. But it, and again, yesterday's letter by Cliff Reeder talked about it, and Cliff is not a conservative person, but he wrote going into it what he thought was going to be there in a way, and it wasn't there. And my daughter said it was people were very polite.
All right. Thank you so much, Dan. We got callers waiting, and we got one coming in. We'll take a quickie break. We will be right back.
Hometown, such a warm and friendly word, a place of comfort, confidence, and friendship. And as the song goes, everybody knows your name. In today's culture of fast food service and big box mentality, it's nice to know that we can still rely on the warm and friendly comfort of Hometown Pharmacy. There's one near you. Friendly, knowledgeable staff that not only know you by name, but know your meds and know what's best for you, right down to the over-the-counter meds for those quick day-in, day-out situations that may arise. Your Hometown Pharmacy. That hometown feel that we all want. Hometown pharmacies, like the Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. In Mifflinburg, it's Trutz Pharmacy on Chestnut Street. Bloomsburg, it's the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street. And the Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Your hometown is calling you. Your independent hometown pharmacy. Every season, every day.
Thank you so much, Rob Center, for fabulous work. We appreciate that. 1-800-795-9565. Mike, thank you for waiting through the break on the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. You're on the radio.
You're very welcome. Yeah, I wanted to apologize. Tuesday morning, I made a comment on your show that Fred Keller flew into Williamsport on the plane with President Trump. And then subsequently to that, your news people reported that he did not. And so I went back and I looked at the tape, and sure enough, he walked out of the plane and met President Trump right there on the in the doorway. So it appeared as though he flew in on the plane, but evidently he must have got on the plane out of sight of the TV cameras and then.
Well, they opened the back door, and a couple VIP, a couple folks in the area got on. Talking with Fred, he spent like 4 minutes, but there were some congressmen from Pennsylvania on, some other people who flew up with the president on Air Force One, and then the president and Fred came out of the front, and as always, whomever the president always has to lead for security reasons, and they were on the small but functional stairway that they came down.
Sure. And I understand. I mean, perception is reality, and image is so important in politics. But I'm the kind of guy that most of my politicians don't do very well, because I want the people in there that tell the truth. And I think that was one of the things in the last election that helped Trump the most, is he seemed to deviate from the crowd and speak what was on his mind and what he believed to be the truth. And so he, in my mind, he was an anomaly of the politicians that I like. And I would like to just say this, it kind of dovetails into this. Right now, the Democrats in the House are proposing a change to Social Security, in their words, to save it, because we all know that the future numbers on Social Security don't look good. And what they want to do is, they say that they want to give the current recipients of Social Security a 2% hike in what they're getting. They also want to raise the cost of living adjustments, and that they also want to lower the threshold for being able to collect Social Security. And in my mind, and that's going to come at the cost of a significant hike in Social Security taxes. But that aside, what I believe the case is this is a political ploy to get, you know, basically old white people like myself to switch from Donald Trump to whomever the candidate on the Democrat might side might be, because I'm having a hard time believing that the Republicans in the Senate would sign on to any bill that would add an additional, you know, 2.4, 2.8% onto the Social Security tax. So I think it's a political ploy, and I think it's an act of deception to try to con, you know, older people into, you know, leaving the Trump train and going back over to the Democrat side. So that's just my opinion. And I kind of say it's a misrepresentation of what people really believe. You know, it kind of akin to, you know, Fred Keller. And I like Fred. Don't, trust me, if I could have voted for him, I would have. You know, and I felt a little funny about being deceived. I would sure like to have seen Donald Trump grab Fred Keller out of the crowd and bring him up there to a loud cheer, as opposed to the way he did it. But I'm not a politician. So that's really all I wanted to say.
All right. Thank you so much for checking in, Mike. One of our listeners sends us, you want to react? Go right ahead.
No, I'm just thinking, I'm not sure the perception of coming off the plane with the president is, I mean, I guess to each their own.
Okay. Let's see. Really, Ben, as per the President Trump rally in Montoursville, I, for one, get really weary when his base hatefully starts the lock her up chant. It's just so old and so distasteful. Don't you think if the president had an ounce of respect or even some class, he would put a stop to this campaign garbage? I, for one, have better things to do than to watch a repeat of the same old hate rants get so old. Sad, many of the youth, including your daughter, are attending events that promote such negativity.
Maybe the emailer needs to sort of look in the mirror. I did not hear, and I wasn't there, but I'm sure there was probably some people chanting, but it seems like the people I talked to and what I could see and listen to on TV, it was far more positive and far more about America being better. I think the he played the media like a piano when he talked about the slogans. So should I stay with Make America Great Again, or should I go with Keep America Great? That was people say, oh, that was simple. No, that was actually very, very, very brilliant in the way of promotion when you think of promoting. So I did not get the feel watching it, even though until I got to C-SPAN 2, I didn't watch everything. They were cutting back and forth. But people I talked to there, and again, some of the people who I talked to yesterday who were outside didn't talk about the negativity, but I would say,
well, they did. There was a chant. It wasn't super audible. It was maybe one quarter of the 6,000 or 7,000 people there were chanting it. Not everybody did. It didn't take off. It wasn't lengthy. It wasn't super audible.
So they policed their own then.
It happened. Well, yeah, that. Or well, plus that fails the who cares test. You know, you're there to see the president, so you might as well have some, you know, decorum and some class. But they did chant that briefly. I'm sure it had no negative impact on your daughter, and she's probably wondering who her is in the lock her up chant. Dale, you are on the mark. Thank you so much for calling in and waiting. Here, go right ahead.
I just want to say, today's world, the middle class and the private sector don't stand a chance. The only way we can, you know, solve this problem where these corporations are hiring these federal law firms, you know, they come in and they trump our state law firms and our local law firms, and they put a big corporation in their state, then they go ahead and suck all the resources out of them, and the state firms and the local firms don't get nothing about it. That's what happened to Woodmode. You know, the state firms are wondering what they can do, and the local trying to do something, but only thing I can say, if they have any backbone, the local firms and the state firms, go ahead and push back against this federal firms. I mean, just look, when you see a big law firm open up in Philadelphia or Pittsburgh, basically the firm started off in Washington. They left Washington, came and set up shop in Philadelphia or Pittsburgh. Now they're running the show for big corporations. They're not playing with small fish. So I just say, you know, the only way you save the middle class and save the private sector jobs is is having
Dale, I gotta ask you. Dale, I gotta ask you. I know it's Friday, but I have no clue. And I know Paul's probably going to call in next, so then there'll be another. Why you're talking about big law firms,
big fish
with Wood Mode?
Yeah, because Ben, look at it this way: a big corporation, you know, once they see there's revenue there, well, our local firms and our state firms can't support Wood Mode because you got the federal firms that are pushing for these big corporations. You know, that's basically what it is. What they're going to do.
What does Wood Mode's legal representative have to do with how large or where they're located? What does that have to do with the size of the law firm?
Yeah. Well, what happens is when these big federal firms, they put too many straws on the back of a private sector business. Because they want too much blood out of it, and then they suck all the blood out of it.
In what way? In what way?
In which way is taxes, insurance? They push the levies back on insurance. So
they push levies back on insurance. What kind of levies do they put on insurance?
On insurance for companies.
Yeah, but how does a law firm? Hold it, Dale. How does the representation of a law firm? Here's what happens with companies. They can be certain sizes. It's how complex their legal needs are, and you have to go for expertise. Where if you're here in Central Pennsylvania, if you're here and you do import export, and you're going to China or you're going to the EU, you need legal representation that can understand how you have to set up your business to do business there. So I'm going to say quite politely, there's not a lot of experience, even though there are some law firms here that would have maybe that experience in our area. But usually you'd have to go to a law firm that specializes in that, and that might be a division of a bigger law firm. And let's say if you're doing international business, you know, that law firm might be based in D.C., New York, L.A., Chicago, Miami. Not 100%. But anyway, if you're running a company, you need to go have the legal representation that helps your company stay in business, do business. And sometimes that expertise isn't in a three-person law firm in Mifflinburg or in Seals, and it's nothing against those firms. Those firms fill a need too. But again, what does your firm need?
All right, I'll give you last.
I think you got it backwards here, Ben. Because in order to pass legislation, okay, basically these law writers are writing laws to cut breaks for big corporations. So who's paying the price for that, Ben? It's the small private sector. Ben, don't you understand that? I mean, I know, I ain't got nothing against
Ben and I are thick, in case it's not obvious.
The local ones need to team up against the federal ones because this is never going to end. Look, they're running amok in Washington, and that's all on the federal level. I mean, don't you understand that the integrity of the whole bar association from a federal level is destroyed? So I think it's a great time for the local attorneys and state attorneys to gang up and push the federal government in back in the corner, because these corporations are just taking over everything. And I mean, we need some backbone here. We need some kind of representation when we're not getting it.
All right. Noted. Thank you so much, Dale. Appreciate the call. 1-800-795-9565. In case you haven't heard, we have a Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. Sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, and the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. They want to remind you that if you take one of Ben's dollars and you go to the Norrie Pharmacy on Duke Street, Route 147, guess what the Duke Street Pharmacy does with that dollar? They take it up the street to one of Steve Reed's businesses, or they go to the subway that's right there locally, or they go to the Kratzer Oil Company gas station that's right there, or they go to the A+, or they go to the Forge. You get the idea. This dollar that you spend in a local community does not go to China, does not go to Minneapolis or where CVS is headquartered. It stays in Northumberland. And guess what the Forge does with that dollar? dollar. They give it to the local fire company when they're making their contribution, or church,
or buy barbecue chicken at their fundraiser.
Exactly. Okay. So because you're favoring a hometown pharmacy, Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy, Norrie Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, or Lewisburg Pharmacy, you end up helping the whole community, charities, fundraisers, churches, fire companies, barbecues, you name it, and the whole town gets help. If you were to instead take that dollar to the CVS, well-meaning staff there, they would just love to take that dollar. They ship it off to China, and that's the end of it. So please help yourself and your whole hometown by shopping at your hometown pharmacy. We have open lines right now, 1-800-795-9565. We're going to play an excerpt of President Trump's Rose Gardens remarks about Fred Keller coming up shortly here on WDKOK.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
All right.
Little Eric Clapton.
Yeah, oh yeah, this is good stuff. This is a good song, too.
Yeah, slow hand.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Paul's on the line. We had an unanswerable comment from Mr. Dale, which we appreciate. Now we'll have an unanswerable question from Mr. Paul.
Bookends.
Okay. What we are doing is we are not teaching our children the proper occupation in which they
The phone cut out. The proper what?
Occupation.
Occupation, okay.
That
I'm
they
sorry.
Are going to make their livelihood.
Okay.
In other words, we are teaching our children more about sports and less about law. But those are the only two occupations that, whether you win or lose, still get paid.
Oh, excellent point. It's like a meteorologist.
Economist.
If your forecasts are dead wrong, you still get a paycheck.
Bookie.
That's right.
You still take a little bit off the top. How do you, your analysis, that you get paid if you win or lose, in what regards in sports? Because if you lose games, you don't get paid as much, or your contract could not get renewed.
That may be true, Ben, but you still get paid.
Oh, it's definitely true.
Well, and your comparison is to what?
Well, you are talking about law, and you are saying that because they have the law on their side. But if you are teaching law, then whether you are a prosecutor or a defender, you still have the same opportunities. And whether you win or lose your case, you still get paid.
Yes. And if you're an engineer and you have billable hours and you put out a project and the project gets denied by the city or the state or the municipality or the private developer who's doing it, you still submit a bill for your time to develop that project.
That's only if you, as an engineer, cannot produce what you say you're going to do.
No, if I'm an engineer and I develop the project and I give it to you, the developer, I give you a bill for my time. Then you go to the multiple layers of bureaucracy through the government to try to get your project built. Now, if the zoning people pass you and you go on to another higher one and they don't pass you, you've still paid me for my time, but now your project is in limbo, or the ultimate business purgatory.
Well, I don't know where you're coming from, Ben, but I have been...
Seals Grove 2. I think we talked about that earlier.
Okay. Well, Paul, for you to say that, that is something. But
That's excellent. He got you on that one, Ben. All right. Thank you so much, Paul. It is, in fact, unanswerable. All right. President Trump in the Rose Garden Wednesday morning, still irritated because he had to walk out of the meeting with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the rest of the Democrats on the infrastructure compromise, doing his off-the-cuff remarks to the media about the fact that, of course, his presidency is under oppression by the fake news media. And in this excerpt, he talks about the fact that the media is not publicizing the successes in the administration, including the fact that Don Jr.'s mystery phone numbers, in fact, went to easily verifiable places like the head of NASCAR and people like that. So here's the president saying the media is not giving any coverage to the important positive things that have been found out.
Even last night, we had a great election. I went there on Monday. We had an election for Fred Keller. It was a 50-50 shot, and he won in a landslide. We went and we did a rally. Hardly mentioned today. And yet, if he lost, it would have been the biggest story in the country, even bigger than this witch hunt stuff that you guys keep writing about. So here's the bottom line. There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. We've been doing this since I've been president, and actually, the crime was committed on the other side. We'll see how that all turns out. I hope it turns out well, but to my way of thinking, and I know a lot of you agree with me, the crime was committed on the other side. This whole thing was a takedown attempt at the President of the United States. And honestly, you ought to be ashamed of yourselves for the way you reported so dishonestly.
So the president says Fred's going into this race, it was a 50-50 shot.
No, every election's a 50-50. Well, it's 50-50 because you don't know what could happen.
So is that just a good piece of presidential election partisan puffery?
Yeah. He's
is it another presidential lie, or was he misinformed?
No, he's spinning it his way.
Spinning. Oh, spinning. Yeah, so it's puffery.
He's promoting it to his regards. But he's 110% right. If Fred would only won by 5 or 10 points, it would have been, the Democrats would have been all over saying, see how the tides have changed that. This president.
Well, if news would have happened, of course they would have been news. It's not news that the rooster crows in the morning, but if he doesn't, that might be noteworthy.
Why is it news that the rooster crows?
Because he does it every single day. Republicans win in Republican districts all the time.
Well, but if he only would have won by a smaller amount, then it would have been news for the Democrats, because then they were saying this is a trend. And both sides will spin things in their way. So there was nothing in it for the Democrats that Fred Keller won by, 68-2 to 31-2. There was nothing in it for that. That means there's nothing for CNN and MSNBC and others to report. Even the Washington Post was a pretty generic commenting on it, but at least they did comment on it. So, I would think if it was Utah 3 and the election was, supposed to be won by a Republican and a Democrat, the Washington Post or people would have covered it to a degree because it was a special election. Now, that was the only special election. Now, if you dig down to the numbers, that's the largest special election victory since, I think, 2018. There's real deep into the inside since baseball by the politicians.
The largest margin in almost 4 months.
Yeah, well, since the 2018 for the Republicans. So again, you got to turn this your way. So here's a president who's been inundated with whatever since before he took office. So he's trying to set the narrative. And you can see where the press is. I mean, Mark, look at the numbers look at the numbers of MSNBC and CNN, the New York Times. Look at the New York Times retractions and the false information, false reporting, anonymous sources they've done. This hasn't happened to any other president. Maybe Andrew Jackson, maybe Teddy Roosevelt. There's an excellent book out by Dan Abrams about the Teddy Roosevelt. He was sued, I think, in 1914, 1915 up in the Syracuse area. And it's great that, interesting about how he had to come back and defend himself in what regards. But when you look at this, where has the press, and the press had the press's Watergate moment that they've lived for since Woodward and Bernstein, were you know, the next generation of the Woodward and Bernsteins, where are they on the other side looking at the collusion that the Democrats were involved in? I'll tell you what, there on Tuesday, there was collusion and obstruction. And I'll tell you what, the people of the 12th Congressional District of Pennsylvania colluded together in a Democrat process to obstruct the Democrats, and the collusion put Fred Keller in down there. So, yeah, there was collusion and obstruction, and there it was.
To make major breaking news, Republicans elect Republican.
Well,
okay.
Hold it. Dog bites man doesn't work, but
right,
man
exactly.
Bites dog runs, right?
Right.
That runs on the presses.
Well, I don't think it's a Republican. I think it's human nature that if people see something normal, it's not really news. We got two sets of calls on this, so we're going to take a quickie break. I'll read one email. It says, good morning. I love how Nancy can make big baby Trump throw a fit. Keep up the great work, Democrats. Democrats will win in 2020. I don't think so, Bob. I would check the records. I haven't seen any Democrats step forward that can oust this president, unfortunately. 1-800-795-9565. We will be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
All right, we got a couple of minutes left in the show. Speedy dialers only at this point. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We'd love to hear from you. Mr. Ben Reichle and I have been talking about the Pennsylvania spring primary election results. We have Darwin Swope, an acquaintance of yours, running in the 85th district.
Darwin worked for Fred also, and also Ben Rank might be putting his hat in the ring. I hope I'm not... I think there's going to be a couple hats in the ring. Be a conferee process. I would look for things to start heating up there probably next week or two. And I think it's 60 or 90 days.
Who are the conferees?
Election.
People from the precincts?
Conferees will be Union Snyder County voters that are picked by usually the GOP and, the Democratic side. If it would have been Democratic side. But the GOP committee people and the chairman and state committee person, and then they will vote. I think the conferees will be 17, 9 from Union County, and 8 from Snyder County. So, can remember Snyder County split with the 85 with Linda Culver over here, you know, in parts of Snyder County. So, we'll see how that. I'm not 100%, but I think that's close to the numbers that we'll see. Conferee process will then pick the candidate to run the against Democrat.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. We're wrapping up a busy week here, launching into the Memorial Day weekend. Earlier today, we had Chris Kerwin here, treasurer for Capital Projects, Inc., and that's the nonprofit group that puts on the big concert Sunday night in the Capitol and the July 4th event. So he gave us a good preview.
And Rolling Thunder, the motorcycle guys are coming in. I believe this is the last year for Rolling Thunder.
Oh.
I believe, but they'll be in D.C. I believe they're riding in, so they'll be there probably on Saturday, Sunday.
Eric, you're on the mark.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Just reminding everyone that this is Memorial Day, and the reason we're celebrating is for the supreme sacrifice that our men and women gave for us. And a group of men and I were able to plant flags at the Shamokin Dam Cemetery, and there are almost 1,000 veterans who are laid to rest up at the cemetery.
At Orchard Hills?
Those flags. Just saw how many of them were actually killed in action. And in one,
Orchard
it was
Hills?
A group stone.
Yeah.
And it was actually two brothers who were killed in action during World War II. So remembering our fallen heroes is the reason for this holiday. And I know Monday is a great service there right in downtown Sealands Grove at the library. I encourage everyone to show up. And that's something that Mr. Keller had always appeared at. Hopefully he'll be able to appear again this year. I don't always agree with everything Mr. Keller said, but he was always in support of our veterans, and I always appreciated that.
Well, yeah, he's a congressman-elect now. He's no longer a state representative, so he'll be wearing a slightly different... he never wears a hat, but he'll be wearing...
Yeah, I think that... Is that 9 or 9:30 Monday morning?
I believe it's 9 o'clock.
Explain the beginning and the end of that. If folks aren't familiar, this is always a noteworthy event.
It's in downtown Sealands Grove at the library. Every Memorial Day, there's a celebration there. We have the Sealands Grove Band. We have the Honor Guards, and we always have a speaker, a veteran speaker, who speaks on Memorial Day. And then the laying of the wreath at the memorial there, right at the...
I think you got the mayor, Jeff Reed, usually is there, and a couple county commissioners, and maybe a couple county commissioners that are won the primaries. No, it shows up right there at the, I believe it's the Commons. They refer to it right on the corner
correct.
Market and Pine Street.
Eric, are you a veteran?
I am not, but I'm proud to say my father is a 34-year Navy veteran.
All right.
And I grew up as a Navy brat, so I have deep feelings that way.
And that's a compliment.
Yeah,
you know, that's the kind of brat you want to be.
Yeah, anchors away.
All right. Thank you so much, amen. Eric. Appreciate the call. Bobby, we are talking about Memorial Day. Help us take us into the weekend.
Yes. Decoration Day was May 30th, you know, was the original day for the soldiers and that. But, of course, then as time went on, they holiday was... reestablished and that, but still we should be thankful that we have and we live in this country and we still have the right to vote and be an American citizen.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We'll add your 2 cents to the phrase. We appreciate the call.
May 30th.
Thanks for checking in, sir.
Thank you.
May 30th will be the
Decoration Day.
Decoration Day and also the birthday of Fern Fisher.
All righty.
That would be my great-grandmother, born in 1893.
On Decoration Day.
Ran the Farmer's Hotel in downtown Sealands Grove. Those who are old
enough to remember that. And that building is
where now? Right across from Sharon Lutheran. It was a stand-up bar because there's a couple stools at the end, but most of the guys, it was like the Old West, would come in there and you'd stand up. And I remember many a times was loading up a wagon and taking... so I want to say Gibbons and some of the other beers up to Keller's and bring them back full cases as a 8-9-year-old and putting the shelf in. But Fern,
well, that's too young. You're not allowed to touch booze.
I think it was a family business. But Fern held court there, and a lot of people, maybe I think it was 25-cent or 35-cent drafts. F&S, you know, the old beer trays.
Sure.
Many of those from there. But anyway, so yeah, no, Memorial Day weekend, folks. It's not about the cookouts and the families entirely. It's about the folks who gave the ultimate sacrifice so we could be with our families and have the cookouts and have the 3-day unofficial start of summer.
I'll be anchoring here Sunday or Saturday or Monday morning, so we'll have a best of On the Mark. Yes, there are best of segments. Quit laughing. And well, we'll play.
They're probably not with me on it, but anyway, you and Joe and the other folks can make it, right?
You'd be surprised. I'll use a piece of today, no matter what. I'll surprise you. You listen. Well, no, you'll be at a Memorial Day function, but we'll use an excerpt of today. We have an excerpt of the Fred Keller interview on Tuesday or Wednesday morning, mm-hmm. and we'll play an excerpt of the Joanne Troutman interview yesterday, where she talked about the Wood Mode Family Fund, where we're publicizing the fact that the United Way is a clearinghouse for the generosity that's been developing locally.
Yeah, and I you know, people will get through this. We'll see what happens. Businessman Maurice Bruba is putting together some situations to address it. We'll see what happens there. But, you know, let's see what happens. And, you know, hopefully folks can...
we'll go from there.
Yeah, have an enjoyable Memorial Day weekend.
You too. Have a great weekend. See you in a week. Thank you, everybody, for listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.